possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At first it was surreal, you know. I never thought I would get the chance to put on this uniform again. And, you know, I'm blessed that I get to do this again in front of all the fans here in Houston. We're very happy, to say the least. My whole family is super excited. And, you know, it's been a good week, and we just want to keep going.
It was an electric night out at the ballpark last night at Daikin Park. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you as we welcome you back in here. There's a lot to get into with this game. For a regular season game on August the 11th, there was a lot going on last night. Seth, Amy and I were at the game, and we got there about 6:15 or so. I want to get there early to make sure we didn't miss anything. And we were walking in the concourse. We sat out in center field, first row, like right above the bullpen. That's our favorite spot to sit. It doesn't involve free food and being behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
The concourse was jammed. It was one of those things where we went over to Kevin Eschenfelder before the pregame started and talked to Esch for a little bit, and he was like, "Dude, there's going to be over 40,000 people in here tonight." You know,
You had texted me and you tweeted about it, and I was kind of like, "Whatever, Sean, we'll see."
Overly
dramatic, Sean.
Hyperbolic, Sean. Yeah,
yeah. And lo and behold, man, on a Monday night,
dude,
it was pretty cool.
Monday night, where a lot of people are going back to school tomorrow. I mean, there are a lot of kids out there and stuff. So you know, we're into that time of year where the weeknight crowds, even with a team in a pennant chase, there's a lot of gaps in the crowd. And we were two things. Like we were walking the concourse before the game, and it was shoulder to shoulder. It took forever to get around there, which is, you know, it's good and bad. It's bad
good,
because it takes forever. But it's good.
It's annoying for all the right reasons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. And then sitting in our seats, you know, we got in our seats about 6:30 or 6:40, you know, kind of waiting for the tribute video for Bregman, which I posted on my, if you haven't seen it, it's on my Twitter account, at Sean T. Pendergast. I posted the whole video. But even like looking around 20, 25 minutes before the game, like there's already people way up in the tippy top of the stadium. There's not nearly as much empty seat patches out there. Like, oh man, this is going to be a whole lot of fun. And it was, so there's basically three homecomings last night, right? There was Alex Bregman, there was Carlos Correa, and there was Christian Javier. We'll get into all three of them. We'll start with Bregman. Standing ovation for the tribute video. Excellent tribute video. I love the tribute videos with any Astro that leaves, Seth, because we get to relive at least for like 15 seconds a piece, both World Series championships. You know,
that's right. Yeah.
See some champagne and things like that.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, he's depositing a ball into the Crawford boxes.
Yeah, what the hell, Bregman?
That was rude,
really, if I would had to categorize it with one word. Just rude.
Yeah, I mean, how your guy Javi is making his comeback after being gone for 15 months, and that's how you treat him?
And then you were, I was eager to talk to you about this because on TV, it looked like the fan who caught the ball, an Alex Bregman home run, it looked like he did the appropriate thing if it's anybody other than somebody like Bregman or something. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of respect for this guy if he did indeed throw the ball back on the field.
Amy said he threw it back. I didn't see it with my own eyes, so I'm getting this secondhand from my wife, who says she did see the guy throw the ball back.
He made a motion at first. On TV, you could see the motion.
Okay.
But then when I was watching some other highlights, it must have been on the Boston feed, he made a motion, but it was more of like a fist pump.
Okay.
On the Astros broadcast, it looked like he might be throwing it back.
Okay.
So I don't think, if he did throw it back, my hat's off to you, sir.
Yeah.
That's a really, personally, I would have kept it. I'm like, okay, cool. I love Alex Bregman, even though I was mad at him for 6 to 9 months this offseason. But, and even though I said no, hell no, when the prospect of him coming back, because I was still butthurt over all of that. I wanted to give credit to the guy who just said, nope. Not an Astro anymore and threw it back, indeed that's what he did.
It is possible then that my wife may have gotten deked like a dog does, where you fake throwing the tennis ball. Yeah.
Amy's just looking all around the room, looking back at you curiously. Like, what devilry is this?
That might happen. That's why I'm distancing myself from the guy actually throwing them. I'm putting it on her.
I do that all the time with promises I make to my wife. Yeah, I'm going to wash the windows this afternoon. And then she's there in the afternoon looking around like,
looking for the tennis ball.
What's going on? So Bregman hits a home run.
Bregman hits a home run.
Yeah. This is the other nice little wrinkle here is we get to all three of the comebacks, Sean, is Javier adding a sinker to his mix. I like that because that's become the thing for a lot of Astros pitchers.
Yeah.
So I like that in a loss for Alex Bregman's Red Sox, you have Javier out there utilizing his sinker, which is probably a trickle-down effect from Bregman telling Hunter Brown to use his sinker.
That's a great observation. I like that a lot. So Bregman got a standing O during the tribute video. First at bat, he comes up to the plate. I need to know where you stand on this, because the first at bat, there were still a few cucks out there standing for Alex Bregman. I'm like, you just stood for the guy 5 minutes ago. What are we doing here? And then I will credit the crowd by the second and third at bat, drawing enough boos to where the Red Sox broadcast was noting it to the extent that Ted Johnson texted me from Boston during the game, like,
really?
Yeah, like, hey bro, what's up with the Astro fans booing Alex Bregman? And I said, Ted, he got his standing ovation before the game. Not you also, Ted Johnson.
I like it. I wouldn't have done it myself.
No.
But I appreciate the hustle.
I do.
I do. Was it more of a playful booing, Sean,
it was not anywhere near what Altuve gets in New York. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, it might have been playful. It might have been. That's one of those things. You're the enemy now, man. You're a character in a TV show. You're the enemy now.
That had been my long-standing argument when the Astros brought Beltran back, is that I felt like because Astros fans had been booing him for 10 years.
Yes.
I felt like they should have just kept booing him as a matter of, it had worked out well for
gimmick.
Him before.
Yeah. This is how I feel about it. It's almost like an actor playing in a TV show, in a drama. You are giving a standing ovation pregame to James Gandolfini. You are booing Tony Soprano. You know, that's how I look at it. Like, Alex Bregman is now a character in the drama that is Major League Baseball, and he's on the Red Sox, and we must boo him. If you're a booer, I'm not a booer, but if you boo,
really?
Boo him.
What you've described there, though, is that Alex Bregman has become a perfect television show character, because you weren't always booing Tony Soprano. A lot of times you were in his corner.
That's true.
But then he would do something like sign with the Red Sox where you're like, all right. I see all his faults now.
Yes.
But then he'd reel you back in.
He would.
And he kind of reeled me back in. He went 2-for-4, but his team lost.
You know how he'd reel me back in? Opting out of his Red Sox contract and signing with the Astros this offseason. That's how he'd reel me back in.
How many infielders does this team need?
He can play second. He can play second. You know, slide him over there. Correa
Brady's
third.
Brady's going to come back eventually. After he chooses not to have
you
surgery.
Trade Perez. Make sure that hamstring's okay and then ship him out of here. That's what I say. So that was Bregman homecoming. The Correa homecoming was great. They didn't do anything for him pregame, which I didn't expect him to, but he got a loud standing ovation, tip of the helmet. in the batter's box there, and then proceeded to strike out.
They said on the broadcast that everybody in the stadium was standing up, and when Callis said that, you couldn't see the diamond box, the diamond club. And I'm like, let's see about this. And by the time we saw the diamond club again, like I saw a lot of butts in seats.
Standing. Standing.
The crowd remains standing throughout the stadium.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The hoity-toities in the diamond club ain't going to be standing any longer than they need to. They pay others to do their manual labor.
We've already stood for the Bregman tribute video. I just want to say, we're talking.
This is not how I'm rewarded for all my conquests in life.
I just want to be very clear. We're talking about everybody in the Diamond Club except Joe Sutton. If Joe was there, I'm sure he stood. That's our guy.
Sean, I don't go to a game unless I'm sitting in the Diamond Club.
That's our guy.
I'm just playing the populist game here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Correa did get an RBI in his second at bat, and that was cool to see. That got things going. You know, a couple batters later, Christian Walker's getting a 2-run double. That was good to see the bats break out. Old Chazzy Mack got a home run last night. That was the first home run since like August of last year.
There's nothing worse than being on the schneid in anything at all.
Dude.
I know salespeople out there can probably appreciate it. You go through a dry run and you just start. You're giving yourself all your positive affirmations, but in the back of your head, you know, I might never make a sale again.
Yeah.
I might never hit another home run again.
Yeah.
So you got to get off the schneid and not everything can flow.
It's good to see. And Chaz hit the ball hard in that last game against the Yankees, too, a couple of times. Maybe Chaz coming around. Maybe a little outfield depth once Jake Myers gets back. We'll see. So the Correa homecoming was great. It's still a little surreal to see him and Jeremy Peña out there together for me. I think it's surreal in a really, really cool way.
That play he made at third early.
Yeah.
And just he gets the ball out of his glove on that transfer so smooth and fast.
Yes.
Him at third is going to be fun because of his length and some of the plays he's going to be able to make on hard hit balls that other people wouldn't be able to.
Yep. Man. Yep. It was so that was really cool. And then Christian Javier last night. You know, at first it's like literally like two batters in. He gives up a single on the first pitch of the game and then he gives up a home run to Bregman and it's like, "All right, so this is going to be an Arrighetti situation where they got to shake some rust off and he's going to give up a bunch of runs and we got to sacrifice a game or two because we didn't trade for Dylan Cease." You know, I'm watching this, Seth, I'm going, "All right, we're two batters in and the strategy of your trade deadline pitching pickups being just all the guys coming off of the IL is not looking great so far." And credit Javier, man, he settled down. Didn't give up any runs after that. Five innings out of him. As he was pushing that pitch count up to about 25 in the first inning, I'm like, man, if he could just settle in and they get five innings out of him. And he threw 85 pitches and struck out five guys in five innings. And it turned out to be, if this is the Javier that we're getting right now, this will suffice for the time being. I think eventually it would be so nice if he got back to 2022 Javier, but I'll take this for now, coming off of Tommy John surgery.
Well, and I think the one thing with Javier is always as well that, man, you just don't know what he is in terms of, okay, a full-time starter for an entire season.
Yeah.
He's never pitched 143 innings, or what was his high? 162 innings was his high mark.
Yeah.
And, you know, that wasn't one of his better years. But we've seen him when he's used sparingly, or, you know, is that when there's a ramp up period, he can be brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's what we have here. As long as he's completely back from the Tommy John, he's got to play a third of a season and on into the playoffs. And we already know what he can do when he's used like that.
Yep. It was great to see last night. That was really, really cool seeing him come back out there. So those are the three homecomings last night. That's how they went. Bregman, Correa, and Christian Javier. We'll get more into this Josh Hader news and headlines. It deserves more than the, you know, 60 to 90 seconds we've got left in this segment. But if we were to go into last night's game listing Astros just in terms of like power ranking them in importance for this team, I mean, Josh Hader is well up that list. He's having an outstanding season. And so we'll see what this is, man. This is a shoulder for Hader, reportedly.
Shoulder. Did they say discomfort or soreness?
They actually said discomfort, yeah.
Discomfort. Yeah. Discomfort tends to be worse than soreness when it comes to the Astros.
In Astros parlance, yeah, discomfort's it's the D word, yeah.
Somebody needs to do a study on this. Just go back and see what the initial statement is about the injury and see if there's any kind of a tell between discomfort or soreness.
Okay, yeah.
It feels like discomfort is the death blow a lot.
Think ChatGPT or Gemini can get this done? Is this an AI thing?
I wouldn't trust it because it involves sports.
Yeah.
It's awful whenever it comes to anything statistical with sports.
Statistical.
It's great. Yeah, that's how the kids get done in if they're when they're writing their reports with AI.
Yeah.
Kids, you got to at least go back and fact check. Okay?
Or when they're trying to dunk on us on the text page that we got something wrong. You know, that's.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one guy tried to tell you that Arrighetti's, it wasn't his throwing hand that was broken.
Yeah.
He probably asked ChatGPT.
Right.
But now, even on Google will give you the AI version, and that screws stuff up.
Yeah.
I got in a studio. You know, I try not to get into arguments on social media, and I got into an argument about some kid that claimed that the NFL doesn't test for HGH, and I'm like, I don't know where you're getting this from. So I googled it, and of course is an article. The first thing in ChatGPT that came up was like some article from 2009 or something.
Yeah.
Correa got in on the crying game a little bit last night. In a day where people were talking about CJ Stroud's emotional response, he wasn't crying, as it was inaccurately some people assumed.
Yeah,
but he was emotional, and there was some debate about it. He said, I got chills and almost felt like crying, but I was like, I cannot cry before facing a possible Cy Young winner, so keep it together.
Boy, that's another thing, too. The Cy Young, back-to-back days, Max Fried and Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, I guess they were talking about Garrett Crochet as the possible Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
Didn't look like it to me.
Yeah.
I don't think he deserves that fancy leg kick of his.
No.
Pitching the way he did against the Astros.
He's pretty intense. Like
hefty Rockette.
He does. Boy, he does have a pitching motion, though, where I'm just watching. I'm like, oh, this guy does look like he would be. I would not like to stand in against him.
This is definitely not how he usually pitches tonight. Yeah, you don't get away with a leg kick like that unless you're damn good.
That's right. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We are Payne and Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610. All right, it's headlines coming up next. Injury for the Texans yesterday. It was a rough scene out at practice. Let's get into the Josh Hader shoulder situation in headlines as well. And are the Texans going to see this guy in week one? A situation that gets stranger and stranger, not in Texans camp, but in an opposing camp. We'll get to that and a whole lot more in headlines coming up next. Oh, also, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We'll talk about that. Stay tuned in the 7 o'clock hour. You could be getting really good seats to the Texans preseason game against the Panthers on Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.